in Colorado. Coach, you can go ahead and give an opening statement, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Well, really proud of this group. I mean, especially to win a game like this when we certainly didn't play our best in the first half. Gave them six threes, and we just didn't. We weren't in sync offensively. I thought we've been so good offensively all year. We kind of over dribbled a little bit and didn't have the movement we normally do. And we talked about it at halftime. And you know, the credit goes to these players. I mean, they're a veteran group who understand how to win, understand what it takes to win, and they made the adjustments at halftime. And we had much better movement in the second half. We held them to two threes instead of six. That was the difference in the game because we felt like that was the only way they were going to get back in the game was to make threes. So we got a 14-point lead in that first half, couldn't hold on to it. But we stretched it in the second half to like 15 or 16. And then I think we went up 16 when Javon hit his free throw and did a good job down the stretch. So really proud of our players. And these guys deserve a lot of credit for what they've done this year, what they continue to do, what we will continue to do this year.
Okay, we'll open up for questions. Start here on the left, second row.
Pat Rooney, Boulder Daily Camera. For the players, Tad just talked about the three-point defense in the second half. What was the difference? What adjustments happened? What were you able to do to slow them down from out there?
Just running them off the line. They were getting good looks, and at times we were kind of over-helping, and I think communication was the biggest thing, understanding where people are and where shooters are and, you know, running them off a line with the high hand and not letting them get attempts up as much.
Adam Munster, Tiger, 24/7 Sports. KJ, seven turnovers as a team. You guys have really taken care of the ball throughout this winning streak. Mm-hmm. What has changed that's allowed you guys to take better care of the ball during the stretch?
I think just mentally we're being more patient and we're making 100% passes like Coach says. We're looking for guys, but we don't want to go right away. We want to let the offense settle, get a swing side to side, and when we get the ball moving like that, things will start to open up.
Staying here on the left.
Jake Schwann is DNVR for KJ and Javon. Just how would you guys describe what you saw from Eddie tonight?
He's a different cat. He's an animal. I can't speak. he's a great addition. He brings a lot of energy. And somebody like that is at the, you know, center position that brings a lot of energy, you know, offense, defense, does it all for us, talks to us. His communication is something I'm super proud of him of because, you know, we talked about it. He's actually one of my roommates, so, you know, we talk about it all the time, just him communicating to us because he's in the lane, he's guarding the other big guy, and he can see everything. So when he talks and helps all of us out, it's just a lot better defense-wise.
Coach.
Jimmy Searfoss, 24/7 Sports. Quick turnaround tomorrow. How do you go about setting a game plan, prepping for a Washington State team that's been pretty good this tournament and throughout this year?
Yeah, look, we played them twice, just like, you know, we played Utah twice. We played Arizona State twice. We were ready for either one of those. Coach Greer's got the scout. He's been working on them for the last 2 days. And this group of players has done such a good job. And pretty much all year long, even back, you go back to November and our tournaments that we've been in, you know, they digest scouting reports. They're intelligent. They understand. Now, we don't always go out and execute like we're supposed to, but their understanding of what guys can do and what they can't do is really at a high level. And so, again, from, like Javon said, Eddie from the five-man to every player on our team, and even our young guys, I think, are really – learning from these guys because they're talking about it, and they're talking about it with each other in the huddles, and I hope they're talking about it like Javon said back in the room, and because the more communication we can have, the better. And Washington State is a hell of a team. You know, we beat them shorthanded in Boulder. They weren't at their best. They got us in Pullman, and we weren't at our best. So it should be a hell of a game. They got some good players. They're well coached. It's not going to be easy, but nothing's easy in March, especially getting the semifinals of a tournament like this. So we're looking forward to the opportunity. We're going to get a lot of rest, get these guys off their feet a little bit, and we'll get a game plan put together. I'm not worried about that.
Pat Rooney, Boulder Daily Camera. Tad, you didn't have a A lot of minutes off the bench tonight, but how big were the contributions of Ruff in the first half and Bang out in the second half?
Big. I mean, Ruff came in and banged a three. You know, he doesn't hesitate. Bangot came in, KJ found him on a roll for a dunk. I mean, and Hassan gave us good minutes in that first half. You know, that it's good to have Cody back in the mix. He's still kind of working himself back in there. He's not quite up to, you know, midseason form. He's still got a little rust on his game, but I thought he did some good things tonight and played within himself, and that's the big thing, because we're going to need our bench as this thing rolls along, and I'm gaining a lot more confidence in them, and I think our players that come out are having more confidence in them, and that's what happens, you know, late in the year. Those young guys, they have to grow up, and they have.
Third row in the middle.
Carson Field, the Colorado Springs Gazette. For both of you guys, knowing the implication of trying to compete for a tournament spot, how did that increase the energy that you guys played with tonight?
I think, first of all, just knowing that offense, you know, like Coach talked about, you know, it wasn't our best offense at all, by any means, in the first half especially. And just knowing that defense is going to be the biggest thing. You know, there's going to be nights, you know, where the ball's not going in the hoop. Looks like for me personally, tonight it didn't go in as much. You know, we got the W, so I'm not mad or complaining, anything like that. But, you know, I really try to lock in on defense. And, you know, that's what Coach always talks about. So if the ball's not going in the hoop, we have to lock in on defense to get stops. And that's going to, if we have that mentality, we're going to be good going into March for sure.
I'm going to add on something there, because, you know, Javon, you know, had the assignment with Mattson. When we played in Boulder, we didn't start him on him. We put him on in the second half. He really shut him down in the second half in Boulder. Tonight he had him the whole game for the most part. I mean, KJ had him a little bit too. It was a good team effort, but his defensive effort tonight was phenomenal. Held him to single digits, which, and Mattson's been, he's been a thorn in our side both times we've played him. So this guy deserves a lot of credit.
On the left, front row. Mm-hmm.
For the players, I mean, you guys are a little banged up. I saw you shaking your hand at one point in the game. Where's this team at mentally at this point in March where y'all are kind of worn down? Where's the team at mentally?
Just one game at a time. I mean, there's no time for pouting. There's no time for, you know, worrying about slight injuries. That's every team right now. You know, every team's going through that, and that's something we kind of faced all year. So at that point, there's no excuses. You know, the moment we make an excuse, that's when stuff will start to go bad for us as a team and as a group. So I think we're just all bought into team basketball and playing together and playing for each other.
Far right, front row.
Oliver Hayes, Club of Sports. Colorado Faithful seemed to travel really well. How big was that for you guys on the court?
It was amazing. You know, it was amazing. You know, the reason why we had a good record at home was not, obviously, we played good as a team, but, you know, credit to the fan base and our fans. They showed out tonight. We heard them, you know, throughout the game. And when we get going and we get on runs and they get loud like that, I mean, that just instills energy within us. And, you know, so we're going to need them tomorrow. And they're a big part of this group for sure.
Second round.
For KJ, Tad just talked about Javon's defense on Mattson. What was your approach on Smith? You know, he almost had a triple-double yesterday, and you seemed to really take the lead in making it a long night for him.
Yeah, I have utmost respect for Smith. I mean, you know, both times we played at Colorado and at Utah, it was a tough battle, you know, but he got some easy looks, and I know he's sort of like, they have a lot of great talent on that team, but he's kind of the head of the snake. He runs the show. He gets guys involved assist-wise, and he gets a lot of rebounds and obviously can get a bucket when he needs to. So I just wanted to take it upon myself as an individual challenge, you know, to, you know, try and make it harder for him, because if it was harder for him, it would be harder for them to run their offense. But I have nothing but love and respect for him.
Back to the far right, front row.
Javon, it seemed like you banged up your hand late in the second half. What happened there, and what led you to overcome that?
You know, I've been dealing with a lot of injuries my whole life. You know, I've battled a lot of tough, you know, scenarios and tough injuries. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a dog. So, you know, no matter what happens, I know that, you know, I want to play at the end of the day. So, you know, I got to, you know, just toughen up. And, you know, like KJ talked about earlier, every team's dealing with injuries, banged up. But at the end of the day, it's whoever wants it more. And, you know, I really want it. I know the team really wants to win.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, guys.